This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, and we're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle Harris is with us. Class, I got a call yesterday. Mrs. Finelli answered the phone. I was out in the automotive shop. And it was a very dear friend of USA Prepares and senior instructor, Dr. Norm Shuley. He called and he said, "So what happened on Monday?" I said, "Well, Dr. Shuley, we called you. Daniel called twice." And he said, "Well, the phone didn't ring." And I said, "Well, let's see if we got the right number." So we had the right number. What was it? It was the government. It was daylight savings time. It messed up Gwyneth this week, and it messed up Dr. Norm Shuley. And he was not aware that daylight savings time had been implemented. So, you know, the government just can't leave things alone. They can't leave the tax code alone. They can't leave rules and regulations alone. Our life is so complicated, all of our lives, because of the government changing the rules, like all the time. We don't need daylight savings time. We really don't. It messes up our biological clocks. Not only does it mess up our clocks, it messes up wildlife's clocks. Why? Because people go to work, let's say they're going to be at work at 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning. So they drive to work. So the animals know when the roads become busy out in rural America. They know. They know when they have to be careful and not get in the road because they'll get run over. But then we go and change the clock on them, and they don't know it. We have to stop this nonsense. And Kyle mentioned preparedness is taking care of the basics. He's absolutely correct. So if you think about it, if you think about the things that we teach here at USA Prepares, we talk about, do you really need electric windows? Do you? Or are crank-up windows okay? Do you really need to have the frills? Do you really need to have the extra chrome? Or will the basics work? And what we do here at USA Prepares is we advocate going for the basics, which is preparedness. And that's really what it is. And one other thing. I met a gal years and years ago at the Farmers Cooperative. You know, it's a place that sells farm supplies here in our little hamlet. And we were talking about cell phones and being tracked and the government monitoring and corporations listening and recording to everything that you say and send via your cell phone. Images, texts, all that. Calls, where you are. And she said, "I don't care. I don't care. Government can spy me. I don't care. No big deal here." And there is the personification of ignorance. This person doesn't care that the government is monitoring and corporations are monitoring everything she does with a cell phone. She doesn't care. She doesn't have privacy. Privacy is really important to me, and I know to our class as well. It's nobody's business. It's nobody's business what you do, what you buy, what you say. Eavesdropping. I was raised that eavesdropping is immoral. It's immoral to peep over the fence when the young girls are swimming in their swimming pool in their backyard. It's immoral to do that. But yet we're being conditioned to think that that's perfectly normal, perfectly acceptable by people like Mark Zuckerberg with the spying that Facebook does on everybody. Kyle, back to you.
Yep, I agree with you completely, Vince. It is truly the what we try to get you to understand is that you as Americans have never lived under tyranny. Not ever. We don't have a clue what that means. And the ones, or we've never even, in this generation, or in the, you have to go back to, and Vince and I are right at 70 or over 70. You have to go back to our parents to know what hard times were in since this country. The recessions that we've had since the Great Depression have just been a hiccup compared to what they went through. It was nothing for them. That's why you hear about women making clothes out of flour sacks for the children. That's your basics. What are basics? The chickens, the goats, your food, warmth, trying to get some way, if you can, to hang on to energy in case, just in case, the grid goes down. Because if the grid goes down, the supply chain goes down. That means it's going to be cut to a trickle of what it is now, if at all, for a while. And in the big cities, my dad used to say, you're up that fabulous stream without a paddle. And that fabulous stream, dad used to say, was Crap Creek. So you don't want to be there. If you're in the big cities, you're going to be in really bad way. Your best time to be out of there was a year ago. So anyway, so your goat thing is absolutely true. If you don't corral and make sure you've got good fences for goats, and what I landed on after years of trying and experimenting and making it work for goats and chickens and all of it is the 2-inch by 4-inch welded wire fence. And taking, you have to put the fence plumb down, and I took a pitchfork, took a pick, and I went in between the two steel posts, and I would dig down into the ground about an inch, and I would put the steel, the galvanized 2-inch by 4-inch welded wire fence down into the ground about an inch. And it was 6 foot high. And I did it for the reason of the goats. And I would, what I found, because Vince is correct, if that fence bends over a little bit, the goats will try to climb it, and they will climb it. They're amazing. I've seen them on top of a chicken wire cage. They somehow got up on top of this thing, and because they're used to living on the sides of mountains. If you look on the internet and look at them in their wild habitat, they lived on the side of mountains. There's a reason, though, that most of the world, if they're in a survival situation, will use goats because they're hardy. They don't get sick very often. The trimming the hooves is not that hard to do. But we landed on 6 foot high, 2-inch by 4-inch galvanized steel wire, preferably 12 gauge, but 14 will work. If you go with 14 gauge, though, you're going to have to put your posts about every 8 feet. If you go with 12 gauge welded wire, you can go every 10 feet with your posts. So it's a trade-off, so to speak. But goats are one of the things for preparedness to be able to help you survive. You can separate the cream from the goat milk, but goat milk is naturally homogenized, so you got to run it through a cream separator. They make hand turn ones, and they make electric ones. I have had both and used both. They work excellent. You just have to have a lot of little plates to take apart and clean when you get done. But if you're in a survival situation and where you have to plan and where you have to live off of what you grow, You either have to have something that somebody else will trade you for something you don't have, or a skill that is needed to be able to barter with somebody else to get what you need for your family. In any case, we landed with the 6-foot-high fence. With chickens, now, I will tell you there's an exception to my rule here in that what we are doing right now. We have incubated and we have had chickens that raise baby chicks, but we do buy a cross, and these chicks here are crosses. They're called a Red Star, which is what we prefer because they're a smaller chicken. And they lay large eggs, and they lay for a long time, and they're really hardy. They have just been, they're a combination. I'm not even sure of what two breeds, but they work. They are incredible little chickens. They will go broody in the spring, which means the hens want to lay on eggs and hatch them. Every once in a while you'll get, and you want to watch for this, because one hen, you might have 20, like we have 25 hens right now and two roosters. You want one rooster for about every 10 to 12 hens. And the reason you want that is the hens are calmer when they have the roosters around. And I have actually, when we're going to butcher off the chickens, if they get, once they get too old and they're not laying, we will we'll butcher them off. And I've had hens that literally attacked me when I would go to kill the rooster, because they're very, very, very attached. They get, you know, it's like a family. They grew up with this, and you can't even hardly add another hen into a group of hens that have become a cohesive group, because they know who they are. They just know it, and they will attack them. So, so we use about a 1 to 10 or 1 to 12 ratio, approximately, something like that. I have two roosters for 25 hens, and we are using Red Star. But what will work better in a long-term solution, which we are going to look at, my wife and I, if there is a next year, depending on what things look like, we're either going to have to hatch our own chickens, which we can do, or we're going to order a different breed, if that's available. I don't know if it'll be. Things might go on for another couple, 3 years. You never know. I personally don't think it will. I think this coming November is going to be when, you know, the proverbial Schumer hits the fan. But one of the best breeds that I have seen, especially if you live in cold climates, I would say anything north of the Mason-Dixon line, the Barred Rock chickens are very tough, very durable. I have seen a friend of mine that had Barred Rock chickens up in northern Alaska with no heat and survived 60 below zero. So they would have to go out there every day and get them fresh water. And in the pen that they are in, the little coop that they were in, they didn't go out in the winter. They were fed in there, and they had about 2.5 to 3 feet of straw. And they would put the food out there on top of it, and the water, fresh water, and the chickens would come out of the straw.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and here's an exclamation point to what Kyle said. So we have chickens, too. We have a chicken house. And chicken house has a tinted glass storm door on the east side. So early in the morning, the sun starts to warm up the chicken house. And it's a pretty big chicken house. It's tall, way taller than it needs to be. But it's really interesting looking. It's 8x8 footprint and about 13 feet tall. So it's very interesting. And it's got different resting bars, if you will, wooden platforms that the chickens can fly up to, and they can sit on a perch. And then there's a hen nest inside there, and so they can lay their eggs in this metal compartmented hen nest that's filled with straw on the bottom. And as Kyle said, we put straw, a lot of straw, on the bottom of this birdhouse, this big birdhouse. And there's a side door, which is big enough for them to kind of walk on a concrete block, hop up on there, and then walk in. And the idea is it's not on the ground so that water doesn't set underneath it. So it's on concrete blocks, raised for water and ventilation. And there is, we'll call it a dog door. It's small. It's roughly maybe 8 inches wide, 10 inches wide, by a foot tall. And it has a hinge at the top. So I chain the door that opens from the top so that it provides a way for the rain to run off without going inside this small door. And at night, there's a pen around it, and the chickens will all go into the pen. They know that when bedtime is, they put themselves to bed. And the roosters, we have two roosters, and they sort of get along. I mean, they've duked it out, and they get along fine now. But the roosters will wait until their girls go in. The roosters will not go in the hen house or the bird house until all the hens are in first. They're gentlemanly, and they're highly protective, just as Kyle said. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. On a humorous note there, Vince, I remember one time when we were raising goats, you were talking about they will climb everything. That is so true. One time where I had to do some excavating on the farm that I was on when we had 13 goats. And I come across, I was digging the 6-foot deep trench, and I come across a rock that was about 6 foot in diameter. And this thing looked like a giant egg. The backhoe couldn't pick it. So I had to build a ramp and roll it out of this ditch. And I decided, well, I'm going to roll that and I'm going to put it in the goat pen. And so, we had the kids move the goats out of the way and keep them out of the way. When I tore where the fence attached, I took the fence apart and rolled this great big rock into the middle of the goat pen. Now, I wouldn't put it close to the edge because they'll get up on the rock and jump the fence. But the goat pen was about 200 feet long and about 50 feet wide, so they would go all over the place in there. Plenty of room for them to fresh pasture, and we could turn them out into the field as well. Anyway, when I put that rock in there, you would have thought those goats died and went to heaven. If you can imagine 13 goats trying to climb up on one 6 foot by about 8 foot size rock that was literally about 6 foot high, and the goats were all on that rock. It was one of the funniest things I ever seen. But anyway, back to chickens. So, and I will give you this, folks. I have not studied every chicken breed. Are there probably better ones? Maybe. You know, Buff Orpington, I know we have raised them as well. They're also a very good, very broody, very caring mother hen. They're very good at raising chicks. Buff Orpington's probably the best that we come across for that. But Barred Rocks are excellent. And we know they are extremely durable. They are one tough chicken. I have just seen, like I said, friends of mine that were raising them in northern Alaska. I hear it coming again, the commercials.
Yeah, and I think the Buff Orpington is the chicken that Rich Sheepin likes as well. He's in Montana too, class. Kyle and I will be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The White House throwing its support behind the recently passed TikTok bill in the U.S. House. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
Is to ensure that ownership, as I just stated, of these apps wouldn't be in the hands of those who can't exploit them or to do us harm.
She said the Biden administration wants swift passage of the measure in the U.S. Senate. The bill would give Chinese-owned ByteDance 180 days to divest or face a ban on TikTok in U.S. app stores. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., confirming earlier reports about his potential shortlist for VP candidates, he's speaking to NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as well as former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura. Kennedy confirmed he's in contact with both of the men, discussing the race for president, saying also that he's spoken to Rodgers pretty continuously. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Fox, I know there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
chicks? Oh, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about preparedness and your survival. And it truly is getting back to basics. And if you think about it, the people who are the least prepared are people who drive Teslas, have robotic vacuum cleaners, have Zoom doorbells, who go to Disney, who spend a lot of time thinking about and planning their vacations. Fluff rather than substance. Kyle, back to you.
Absolutely true, Vince. And that's exactly some of the things we said on the 2 week ago broadcast. You know, we really need, you need to think in terms of what you can do really quick. You literally I mean, I don't know what they've got planned, but you can bet they've got something planned for this fall. They're not going to let a crisis go to waste. And believe me when I say they are going, whatever it is going to try to take away your privacy, your rights, your life. So those are the things. Basically, preparedness is trying to preserve your life for you and your family and your grandkids. Scripture says that a righteous man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And so try to think in terms of taking care of them, not just yourself. I mean, it's easy for older, retired people that want to just quote unquote enjoy their golden years to do nothing. And I know it requires work. Believe me, I know that. My wife and I just unloaded by hand 2,000 pounds of grain and feed for our chickens. That will get us through the next 7 months. And before November, you can bet I will have another 2,000 pounds that I will store somewhere. So the point I'm trying to make here with the chickens, poor pigeons are great for laying eggs, but a great medium-sized chicken that you can butcher that is also decent for egg laying is that barred rock. And they're a good meat chicken, but you've got to know how to do it. You've got to get through the squeamish factor. If you've never done something like that and you start getting into pulling guts out of a chicken, you're going to go through a squeamish factor. But you're going to have to get tough in a hurry because there's things you're going to have to do. You're going to have to look at that you're not going to find pleasant. Nobody finds killing an animal pleasant. I don't. I don't like it. But if you're going to raise goats, there's times when you're going to need to butcher some. If you're going to hunt, you're going to have to gut the animal. It's going to take some strength of will and a strength of character that if you don't have it, you've got a choice. You might as well tell yourself, if I don't develop this and I don't have it, then I better make sure I'm ready to die, because that's my option. Because if chaos breaks out in this country and you have to resort to trying to steal or beg and you don't have anything to offer, then you're going to resort to stealing. If you don't have anything to barter, you're going to resort to trying to steal. And that's going to get you killed. You're just going to run into the wrong person at the wrong time, and they're going to take care of you in a way that you're not going to like. And you're going to leave your family and those that are with you devoid of your help and your presence. So your wisest move is, while you can develop some skills and abilities that you can do things and some resources that you can pull from to be able to barter and trade so that you can have integrity when you go and deal with people. And this does not mean gold and silver. I'm not saying you shouldn't have some of it, but I am saying you better have the necessities first. Like I said 2 weeks ago, if you don't have a garden area, you have a garden area, but you haven't done anything, then you better invest in a couple of years worth of freeze-dried food. I am not joking, because your first year, I can guarantee you, unless you are incredibly lucky, your first year is going to be maybe a 30 or 40% return on what you think you're going to get. Well, 30 or 40% maybe gets you through a couple of months, because you can't grow everything that you're going to eat, that you're going to want to eat. So canned vegetables are some of your best buys. They are right now, I don't, at this point, it's like I told Vince and I have talked off the air. When we find something that we need, yes, we're going to try to find the best buy for it that we can. But if we can't find a best buy, or the best buy we can find is still higher than we want to pay, but we know we're going to need it, we get it. We figure out a way to get it. That kind of thing, that kind of thinking of holding out to not doing anything because you can't find it super cheap is going to be, it's going to cost you dearly. If hyperinflation kicks in, you're going to pay 3, 4, 5, 10 times as much for the same thing. So here's a thought for preparedness. Things that now are relatively cheap compared to the fluff. In other words, something like this. A small rototiller, say like the little Mantis tiller, is about $250 now. Maybe $350. I haven't checked the price on them in a while. An iPhone is $1,200. In a bad situation, if there's a collapse of this country and you have to grow a garden, that little tiller will be worth its weight in gold, and the phone will be worthless. So what I'm trying to say here is there is a place in your mind that you've got to turn a switch to buy things that are going to be worth more when it has to deal with your own survival and your own ability to be self-sustaining than the fluff that is part of the fabric of the American society. You're going to have to break out of that. Your comments, Vince.
Well, I totally agree with you. And it's really complex, class. Yesterday, I picked up the phone and I called one of those big box stores. And I asked to talk to the appliance department. And the reason I did that was because I'm seeing on the marketplace, the internet, the equivalent of Craigslist, Facebook marketplace, washers, dryers, freezers, refrigerators, broken, free. Just pick it up. So I decided to call one of the big box stores, and I said, you know, the wife and I, we were talking about appliances. And so just how does this work? So if I want to buy a refrigerator or a freezer, what do I do? Can I come down here and look at them? And the gal said, sure. I said, so are they in stock? She said, well, no. No, we have one washing machine. It's the basic one. We have one of those. But 98% of the appliances that we sell are special order. This is a huge, huge national chain, big orange in color. Okay, 98% are special order. So how long does that take to get one? 7 to 10 days. Do you have delivery? Yes, it's $29. And what about my old one? Well, we'll haul that away for you. It's $50. So 98% are special order. They have one washing machine in stock that you can take with you. The rest are display models. And I said, so who makes the decisions? She said, well, the wife usually gives approval. The wife has to approve it for the appliance purchase. So it really would, and I think that's fine. I wouldn't look at it that way. I'd say husband and wife would make the decision. But typically the husband would be the guy looking at, you know, the mechanical aspects. So what drives the decision to buy what? And she said, price and features. People really want the features. And I said, so, okay, so what brands do you recommend? She said, well, LG is the highest rated. She recommended LG. That's Asian. And I said, any other brand? She said, General Electric has a really good reputation. And it's very highly rated by Consumer Reports. This is what she told me. The bottom line is, Asian appliances are junk absolute junk. If you listen on Monday, you'll hear that. Every Monday, Frank and I talk about it. Don't buy Asian appliances. Don't buy new appliances. So what's happening is $50 to get rid of your old one. I said, what happens? What do you all do with them? She said, well, I don't really know, but I think that, you know, they go for recycling, you know, for the metal. Bottom line is, if you think that your appliances are going to last, if you've got a new one, you're kidding yourself. You're kidding yourself. And the sellers are kidding you, too. So you really have to, you have to think for the long run and not the short run. And think for the, think about the basics and not the fluff. So the GDP, this is the proof. The GDP is interested in what when they buy appliances? Features. Features. And what are you interested in here at USA Prepares? That'd be basics. That'd be like the opposite of features, right? Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, that's exactly true. My mom, about, I don't know, a year ago, bought a new refrigerator. She didn't tell me about it because she already knew that what I was going to say is that your old one's working perfectly and it's built better than the new one, but she got it in her mind to buy a new one, and she bought a Frigidaire. Well, I have a friend of mine that I went to high school with who owns a appliance repair shop, and so I called him up and I asked him, and I said, well, my mom bought a new fridge, and the very first thing out of his mouth was, well, I sure hope it wasn't an LG or a Samsung. And I said, why is that? And he said, because we can't get any parts. None. We can't get, he said, it's months and months and months if we can get the parts. That's his words to me. He said, Frigidaire is a little better. When I told him Frigidaire, he said, Frigidaire is a little bit better. We can get parts for them. But the others, we can't even get parts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's a real sad story. There's a real sad story. A gal, 50 years old, had a Tesla. And they had this ranch. And she got in her Tesla in Texas. And it's drag and drop. So you don't have a shifter the way we do in our vehicles. You just drag and drop on a screen to put this...
We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
A little side trip here about basics and preparedness. And features, in my opinion, is the opposite of basics. And so this gal owned a Tesla. Her name is Angela Chow. And she was in her Tesla on her ranch, on her own property. And in order to put this Tesla into forward, neutral, park, reverse, you put your finger on a screen, center console, display screen, and you drag and drop an icon into to tell the computer screen whether you want to go forward, backward, neutral, or park. Okay? This is complexity. So that means that there has to be a computer to monitor the screen and know where your finger is on the screen and where you're moving the icon to select the direction that the vehicle is going to go, which needs to tell a relay, which tells a solenoid, which tells the moving gear, the running gear, which direction to go. It's complex. Well, this gal thought she was putting it in forward, and she put it in reverse, stepped down the accelerator, went down into her pond with an electric Tesla. And it must have been that she couldn't open the windows or the door. And she drowned. But she had a cell phone. She was trying to call for help. And she ended up dying in her vehicle. A complex vehicle. Who in their right mind would say, I got a great idea. Let's have a drag and drop screen to select the direction that this vehicle is going to go. As compared to your gear shift selector, which has park, reverse, neutral, drive, and one or low, right? They've been around for 50, 60 years, and everybody knows how they work. They all have the same shift pattern, except Tesla. Except Tesla. Can you imagine that? That's crazy. And Elon Musk had to know about this. He had to say, boy, that's really, like, cool, you know? He's got deaths on his hand with these features. It's like self-driving, that's a feature that runs into police cars that are aiding motorists who have disabled vehicles or it crashes. Or the Tesla's driving to bridges, the sides of bridges. Or fire trucks. Features are our enemy class. They really are. And if you look at the Facebook marketplace. If you look at the washers and dryers that are for sale or for free at low prices, that they're busted, you look at the indicator lights and you'll see that they all have one thing in common. They are really, really old, or they have lots of features. And the owners can't stand them because they don't work. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, Vince. You know, as I was listening to that incredible commercial talking about the pizza, we want pizza tonight, I was thinking to myself, when we were raising our kids, Vince, my wife made the pizza, homemade pizza. It was a event, literally like once a year, that when we were younger, where we would ever go out to eat pizza. But because my wife made it, and I got to thinking, you know, how are you gonna? Does any of the women out there know how to make homemade pizza anymore? Have you ever experimented with making pizza dough? Can you make the sauce that tastes good? Do you know the different herbs that's got to go into the sauce? Do you know what kind of cheeses to put on there? Do you know what kind of meats or vegetables that you're going to want to put on there to make it taste good? There's just so all of these things that Vince is talking about boils down to one thing. Features, when you don't have features, you have more work. You have more thought. But the reality is that work and thought create strength of character, and you're going to need all you've got in order to survive what's coming on this nation. So what we're telling you with these tricks, a few little tricks on chickens and rabbits, are even easier to raise than chickens, but they're cuddly, and you got to get over the squeamish factor of butchering them and killing them, because they die. You can kill them pretty easily. There, once if you're very adept at, you know, just being gentle around them, they're not hard to kill. But you got to get over the squeamish factor of rabbits. But they don't lay eggs either. So there's things, but for meat, they're easier and they produce more and they continually produce to raise for meat, just rather than chickens. But there's a lot of things to remember and to know, folks, and we'll continue this in a couple of weeks.
Kyle, you mentioned We Want Pizza, the commercial. That's Ron Allen.
Yeah.
And that's his family that did that commercial. And he's the same guy that does the USA Prepares introduction and outroductions that we've been using for going on 14 years. And he's also the same instructor who you called in and said, why are those commercials showing the father of the family as such a buffoon? And he said, because some people identify with those buffoons. So he said. Kyle, thank you so
much.
They'll
be the first casualties of war.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kyle.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.